Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. The EU has issued a new warning saying that caffeine is, quote, harmful if swallowed, end quote. Now, this is ridiculous on its face, because first of all, if caffeine was harmful, we would have receipts by now. By receipts, I mean we would either have a rise in a certain symptom or a certain disease that would be associated with caffeine and not other factors. Because by definition, if we're talking about something being harmful to the human body, then it has to cause either a disease of some kind or a symptom of some kind or both. Because that is what harm to the human body is by definition. If I throw a rock at you and it hits you in the head, that's harmful because first it causes you pain, which is a symptom, because your head will hurt because I just hit it with a rock. Second, it can, if it hits in the right spot or it hits you hard enough or both, can cause brain damage, which is, it's another internal, I don't know if you'd call it a disease or a symptom. I'm not a doctor, but either way, it's an internal condition that would be caused by me hitting you in the head with that rock. If it, again, hit in the right spot and or hit hard enough and fast enough, and depending on how many times I did it, you know, if I hit you in the head with it 36 times versus one time, obviously, it's going to cause more damage the more I do it. So, you know, we know that. And when it comes to, say, cigarettes, we know that they're harmful because, well, for one, they leave a bunch of stuff in your lungs, which can cause you to have some sort of chronic lung condition like emphysema, or can cause you to have lung cancer. And people who've lived with smokers for years have chronic coughs and whatnot. And that nicotine's not great for your heart because it's a more powerful stimulant than caffeine. So we have receipts. Obviously, also smoking is a sin, but like just talking about pure biological harm right now. We have receipts for smoking. It's clearly harmful. We don't have that for caffeine. Okay, sure, there are people who drink decaf coffee because they have a heart condition of some sort. But the heart condition is generally not caused by the caffeine. It's just that because caffeine increases your heart rate, the caffeine wouldn't do your heart any favors if it has an existing problem. There are also people who avoid certain products that happen to contain caffeine because those products, such as coffee, might be acidic and their stomachs can't handle it very well. Or the product might be a sugary, like a Coke or something that's got a bunch of sugar in it. And so if you drink that, it's going to make you sick if you're diabetic or something because of all the sugar, but that's not because of the caffeine. And especially with how many different products are found to contain caffeine in varying levels, of course, I would think that if caffeine was harmful if swallowed, then we would have some evidence of that. And as I've said, even the people who drink decaf because they have some sort of heart condition, well, if you swallow something and it goes directly to your heart, we're going to have a major issue on our hands because that's not normal. I'm not a doctor, and even I know that. I don't even know how you would. I mean, sometimes you swallow something and it gets into your lung because it goes down the wrong pipe, but not your heart. That would just be insane. So we know that there's no evidence that caffeine could be harmful specifically by swallowing it. especially considering, too, that the warning just says it's harmful if swallowed. I can't seem to find any rationale given, like it causes this, or is associated with this, or may be linked to an increase in that. May cause side effects such as blah, blah, blah. I mean, people have lists of side effects for coffee and whatnot. Those have been around for a while. But even the side effects that are listed for coffee, they're not typically that bad. It's not like, oh, if you drink this, it'll turn you inside out. You know, we don't have that. Thank goodness. If we did, I'd be in trouble because I drink a lot of coffee. But anyway, it's just ridiculous. And that might then lead you to question, why do they do it then? Why do they put out a warning that says caffeine might be harmful if swallowed, if it's ridiculous on its face and probably won't be taken very seriously? Well, unfortunately, I can think of two main reasons why they would put such a warning out. First, the EU has always struck me as the annoying helicopter mom on the world stage. You know, we all had that friend as a kid whose mom didn't seem to think he could tie his own shoes by himself at the age of 15, who swooped in to do everything for him and or tell him how to do everything, and would get upset when the school gave him a bad grade because she'd insist it can't be his fault that he got an F, it must be the teacher's fault. We all have had a friend or a classmate or an acquaintance who had a mom like that, to varying degrees. And the EU has always struck me as, if it were a person, it would be that mom. Probably in an HOA, probably wants to speak to the manager every time her order is wrong at the restaurant. Probably complains for 20 minutes at Walmart because there's not enough checkout lines open or whatever. You know, that person. Wears high heels so you can hear her coming from a mile away. Yeah. If the EU was a person, it would probably be that exact person. So, of course, it's going to issue these annoying warnings and sometimes make annoying rules. Actually, by sometimes, I mean quite often, make annoying rules that try to govern every aspect of its citizens' lives because it treats its citizens like the 15-year-old that allegedly can't zip up his own coat. Which might explain why it's why the elites in the EU are very unpopular, even among Europeans, according to at least some of the data out there and the trend that the elections have been moving in the last few years over there. But anyway, so that's my first theory, that the EU is just grasping at straws to try to come up with ways to make life worse for its citizens because it doesn't seem to think that its own citizens are capable of making even the most basic judgments. And that desperation could lead to the knowledge by the elites that they know that that the system they've created or that the system that holds them up won't be around forever. So they're desperate. So they're grabbing onto these little things to try to hope that they'll be taken seriously. And then the second, yeah. So then that's the first reason, is that they're just looking for ways to try to make their citizens' lives worse and or more micromanaged than they already are. And then the second reason is that, you know, America's not the only place that loves coffee. Many European countries love coffee, including the Scandinavian countries. Also, the British drink a heck of a lot of tea. Tea also contains caffeine. Now, the British did leave the EU, but that doesn't mean that the EU and Britain don't interact anymore. You know, the EU countries are some of the closest countries to the UK, so it only makes sense that there would be economic ties between the two and whatnot, especially since Britain is an island. Whoever decided to issue this warning knows that caffeine is very popular over in Europe and in other parts of the world too, and is looking for a way to make citizens' lives worse. Because a lot of times these warnings don't just stay warnings. A lot of regulations start out as a warning, because then the warning can be used to justify the regulation. So, I don't know if this would happen, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that at some point down the road, the EU might pass a regulation limiting how much caffeine things can contain or banning it altogether. And then they would use this warning that caffeine is harmful if swallowed, in their words, to justify this regulation. It's just like when a virus, real or imagined, breaks out and, you know, experts warn about it, and then not too long after that, there's a lockdown or some other procedure to try to combat the threat. You know where I'm going with that. You know, it's... And also, the reason why those of us outside of Europe who don't ever plan to be European should be at least mildly concerned about warnings like this, even if they're stupid, is because a lot of times the worst ideas in history are imported. As I said in my Tariff on Ideas episode, where I half-jokingly suggested we put a tariff on ideas for that reason. A lot of those ideas are imported from Europe. Not all, but a lot. Euthanasia started out, at least as we think of it now, started out in Europe. One of the first major organizations, at least in modern times, that promoted the concept was the Dignity in Dying movement over in Switzerland. Communism originated in Europe. Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels were Germans. I think Karl Marx was specifically from Prussia. Transcendentalism was a German philosophy. A lot of these philosophies and ideas, HOAs, originated in France. So a lot of these concepts originate over there. So we should be concerned, because, at least mildly, maybe not up all night level, but mildly concerned, because a warning against caffeine over in Europe could, within our lifetimes, turn into attempts to ban it or limit it in Europe, which could then migrate to Canada, which could then migrate to America, or it could skip Canada and migrate straight over here. That's happened further back in history, but it's happened. More often now, the idea starts in Europe, then it goes to Canada, then it comes here. And if it did come here, chances are the blue states and blue cities would be the most likely to implement it, because we are talking about the same blue states that tried to limit how big people's drinks could be at restaurants. I'm old enough to remember when New York tried to say that people could only get a 16-ounce drink at a restaurant because of the sugar content. And so that is possible. So just be prepared for that. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode or considered it to be food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSC Pod, and you can also send me an email if you'd like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. I'd really appreciate some feedback. And if you could pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested, I would also appreciate that too. Thank you so much for listening, and have a blessed day.